I think one of the really nice things about our relationship and our marriage has been that from the very beginning, it never was all me or all Anne. There were so many things that we had both done. Whenever we went out, it'd be, "Well, tell me about the time you went looking for elephants in Ethiopia." And she would remember something that to ask me to tell friends, and we were both proud of what each other had done. So it wasn't a one-sided kind of thing. And that's been the way it's been through the 33 years, too. I think that both of us have been not only husband and wife, but also best friends, and proud of each other.
Uh-huh. And we share a lot of interests. I think that's one of the things that's made our marriage very, very strong.
What interests, for example?
Well, classical music. We love going to concerts.
Cross-cultural living. Learning the history and learning some of the language. And we've worked in places all over the world.
And we both love outdoors and gardening, walking. We both come from very strong, very loving families. And our families are very important to us. And our faith is very important to us. Our involvement in our church, and just the way we see people, and the way we like people to be treated, and caring for others, and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. In what way do you think you complement each other? I mean, do you have differences that work to your advantage?
Anne does the financial management for our family. If I did, I think we'd both be in jail by now because I hate paying bills and keeping records. And Anne is very meticulous about it. She also has a phenomenal record of our 30 years together.
She's the historian.
And they're all cataloged, neatly, in albums, where they can be seen, not stuck in drawers, which is what I would do. And it's wonderful because friends will come from 10 years ago and we'll pull out an album and it'll have pictures that they remember. It's very meaningful. And that's a talent I don't have at all.
I think that there are several things that make our marriage very special and I think strengthen almost any relationship. And one is, I think Jim has alluded to it before, respect for each other. We both respect what the other does and we're committed to our marriage. And we give each other space when we need to have time alone, but then we love to be together. We just love to spend time being in each other's company. We enjoy each other. At least I enjoy being with you.
Definitely I enjoy being with you.
Yeah. Can you think of experiences over the years that have particularly bonded you?
Oh, yes.
Working overseas.
Living in a tent for 3 months.
In the desert in Somalia.
That was a fairly bonding experience. And, of course, our two children have bonded us.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you know before you got married how many kids you wanted to have?
We knew that we wanted to have children. We didn't talk numbers, except I remember somewhere thinking that maybe 6 would be nice.
6?
I remember.
And then we thought maybe 4, and then after we had 2 boys, we decided that 2 was just fine. But that was a bonding experience, raising our 2 sons, going through being parents for them as young children, and the teenage years, which were not necessarily the happiest of times.
They were challenging.
And now our sons are old enough so that we treat each other as equals. All 4 of us are adults now, so when we get together, it's just a wonderful adult-to-adult relationship.